You're listening to Wheelationships.
Hello and welcome to Wheelationships. Normally, these classes are recorded live in our Sunday school classroom, second floor west of Faith Assembly, room 203 if you're looking for a class. On Sunday morning, 9:45, we usually get started about 9:50 or so. We begin the class by praying together, sharing things that have gone on in the week, and celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. This week, it is Trudy and I's 24th anniversary, actually on the day of class, and we actually were in class. And unfortunately, I had some recording problems. I record this from a computer that we're using in class, and for some reason it bailed on me this week, right in the middle of trying to get the class recorded. I went to my backup, which I didn't have. It's best if I have a backup recording at the same time, I understand that. But I didn't, so I went ahead and started recording when the other failed, so I missed the first part of class, which is the reason you're hearing this now in this manner. And whether or not we have many, if any, listening to this, I wanted to make sure if you do listen to this and you come across this, that you got the first part of the lesson, which is actually a review. We were reviewing what to do when dealing with a spouse who is fence resistant. And so kind of getting all of this in one chunk, as we've been dealing the last couple of weeks with spouses who, or even people in relationship who don't respect your fences, who kind of want to plow through. And so the handout that we provide every week on our show notes, if you click, there's a link to get the handout, and you can follow along, fill in the blanks. But so in our review, when dealing with a spouse who is fence resistant, first thing is don't minimize the situation. Don't try to downplay it. If there really is a situation, and the difficulty is this might be in a place where your spouse is great in 99% of everything, but there might be just one little area where they struggle, where they, you know, they don't pay attention to your fences. And so, for instance, they may not pick up after themselves, or they may be late all the time, or they may struggle with finances, or they may struggle with something. And it may be just this one thing, and you've chosen to kind of downplay it, minimize it, say, it's not a big of a deal, I should be bigger than this, I should be more mature than this, to let that bother me. But if there really is an issue where they are living outside of, or living actually inside your boundary where they shouldn't be, then you can't minimize it, because at some point it's going to cause you trouble. And it may already be building resentment that shouldn't be there, but you've tried to minimize it. You've tried to say, well, you know, it's just me. I'm just being whatever. Don't do that. Secondly, don't ignore the situation, hoping it's going to become better over time. Time doesn't heal character immaturity. So don't ignore it. Thirdly, don't become more compliant and pleasing. So again, character issues demand more than love in order to mature. Fourthly, don't nag. If you repeat the same thing over and over and over again, it never changes anybody. Nagging, no, don't do it. Next, when dealing with a spouse who is fence resistant, don't be constantly surprised at their behavior. Expect things, they're going to stay this way they are until you initiate something that changes the process. And so don't be constantly surprised at what they're doing. Next, don't blame. Don't blame. Don't, affix that it's all their fault, that it's, you know, They're the one, they're the problem, they're the thing. Okay, don't blame. And with that, don't take total ownership of the problem. Those two things go together. If you rescue the other person from their part, you're only going to make the issue worse. So don't take it all on you. It's not all you. It's not all them. That's what you need not to do when you have a spouse who is fence resistant.
So what to do when dealing with a spouse who is fence resistant? What to do, what to do, what to do? Expand your connections. All right. First, we're going to expand your connections. So you've expanded your connections. Grow and own. Responsibility. Of course, your connections are those other people outside of the relationship that are going to provide you strength and some sense of perspective. Sometimes when we're having an issue where we think it's a big issue, sometimes those connections can help us see that it's really not that big of an issue. You know, we get all wound up about things. We start focusing on things, you know, going, and if you have a really mature person, not somebody that's just going to say, oh, yeah, poor you, but somebody that's going to go, really? That's a big problem with you? You know, let's give you some perspective on this. And then grow and own, this is my responsibility. This is what I take care of. I need to grow up and own this. I should identify the specific issue. You know, one thing at a time, especially if you're a female and you're dealing with that guy that only really can deal with one box at a time. Okay? Let's work on this right here and then work on this right here. Validate. Not their parking, although that may need to happen. But okay, you have this issue. This is what you feel you need to do, and it's impinging on my fence. It's going into my territory. Okay, let's first validate the fact that you have your feelings and your desires have validity. Okay, and I'll remind you what Cloud Townsend said. You know, it may be that, and I think we watched a little video that said this, you know, they may be saying that, you know, there are little Martians running around outside, okay? Validate that that's what they're feeling. You're not saying that you agree that that's a true fact. You're just saying, okay, I hear you and I care about you enough that I'm at least going to investigate. I'm at least going to say, okay, we'll deal with that. All right, and love them. Love them through it all. These are dues. And then last week we talked about this one. Resist the urge to treat them as a project. Resist the urge to treat them as a project. In all things, this is a relationship, not a project. Oh, well, I have to deal with the project now. No. Part of. Part of. Yeah. I mean, they're not a project. They're a person that, you know, just like you, they have issues. And this is a relationship we're working on. So I'm not going to treat them as, because when you start treating somebody as a project, they know you're treating them as a project.
Then you have the mother-child relationship.
You have the mother-child relationship, the father-child relationship, the kind of this, okay, you're treating me as a project.
She treats me like an old house. She wants to remodel it.
Request change. Be specific with the other person. This is the fence that needs to be respected. This is the fence that we're having an issue with. Okay, again, as I said earlier when we identified the specific issue, that's internally. Now you're being external with it, and you're moving the responsibility from yourself to them. This is the issue that I believe we're having trouble with and needs to be addressed. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll just kind of go to the I-we. It's when you got a fast resistant spouse, though, and you're having that conversation, is it I'm having a problem with this, or we're having a problem?
This is what I would like
us to change.
You to take care of here.
Okay. Oh,
Okay?
I like that wording.
This is what I feel that is a problem, and here is where I need you to. This is what I feel, and this is what I would like you to.
And they blow all that proportion.
Yeah, because I want to stay connected to you. Again, this is not the project, this is the relationship. Here's what you need to avoid here. You need to avoid, this is where you're giving up your passive fences. This is you're making an active move here. And you're giving up the passive fences. The passive fences are things like withdrawal, pouting, affairs, addiction, triangulation, where you talk to the other person in the family because you're having a problem with this person in the family. Okay, that's triangulation. And all of those things, the pouting, the withdrawal, the triangulation, all of that, that's destructive to relationship. This is relationship, so we're relating one-on-one. Yes?
I just want to say it says request change, not
request.
Demand.
Cannot demand.
Okay.
We're not demanding. We're requesting. I'm putting in my request. Here is what I think we're having an issue with here. Here's what I would like you to do.
Sorry.
I'm requesting. Because, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Give time and patience. Okay, we're headed to
Sally that we have none of.
We're headed towards consequences, but we don't go to consequences yet. Here's what I think needs to change because my fences are being violated, and if this continues, this is going to result. But first, before that results, let's give time and patience. Because I've made my request. It's much like you make your request to, I don't know, wherever you're going to make it. You send it in into Amazon.com. And you make your request, and you wait to see if they fulfill that request, okay? And if they fulfill that request, then you're good. And sometimes we get a little impatient with that. And we make the request, and we say, and some of you may need to write yourself a note. I made the request on this and such and such. And you go back to it and go, okay, I'm going to give this like 2 weeks. Because it depends. It depends on what the request is. If it's something that is a big deal, it may take a while to get the idea. So don't be in a hurry, is what I'm saying. I got a good one for that in a minute. Establish appropriate consequences. Establish appropriate consequences. We talked about the fact that consequences are the result of another act. They're the result of another act. So we're going to establish appropriate consequences. Here's what I would like to see happen. If you continue to violate my fence, then here's what will happen. Here's the result. Here are the consequences. Here's what's going to result. And so the appropriate consequences are to help with reality and protection. Reality and protection. They communicate the fence. Your fence is a real boundary. You guys okay over there? You good? Appropriate.
Or before that, patience, and then after that, patience.
Give time and patience. Establish appropriate consequences is number 9.
Okay.
I said something else that you didn't have a blank for.
Okay.
That was confusing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then help with reality and protection. Got it. Consequences that are appropriate. Communicate that it's going to be costly to violate my boundary. It's going to be costly to violate my fence. They're going to help you with that reality. Okay, that's what barbed wire does in some fences. It's going to be costly to try to violate that. They are deliberate. They shouldn't be set up on the spur of the moment. It's not like something happens and you go, boom, there's the consequence. You think about it. They connect with reality. Reality should be what the fence-resistant person is running into. So the consequences should connect with that. They should relate to the result of violating your fence, not just something random. They should correlate with severity. The consequence should be severe enough to matter, but not so severe that it becomes the issue and not the violation of the fence. It should be able to be enforced. Can you enforce it? Again, we talked about last week, you know, I'm going to kill you is not a good consequence because most of the time you're not going to do that. Most of the time, hopefully. If you can't enforce it, then it's not an appropriate consequence. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I was thinking when you said correlate with severity, we haven't talked a whole lot in this whole section about anger, but the importance of doing this with your behavior being appropriate and your attitude being appropriate, because as he was saying with that, if you're coming at it from an angry standpoint, the focus then becomes all about your anger and not about what really is the issue at hand. If you're trying to communicate that when you're mad about it and when you're angry, then all that's really going to be seen is the anger and not the issue.
Right, and a lot of times we make our anger the consequence, and that's not what we want to do. It's what parents are really good at with kids, is they make the anger. Mommy's going to get mad. That's not the consequence that they should be paying attention to. Okay. The consequence is you're going to lose something here, and it shouldn't all be my affection that you're losing. You should be losing, you know, sometimes withdrawal of your affection is appropriate, but it shouldn't be, the anger shouldn't be the consequence. All right, where am I? Preserve freedom. Preserve freedom. Your spouse's freedom. Again, we talked about this. The consequences should preserve your spouse's freedom. As we mentioned earlier, not you must, you should, you have to. This is a request I'm making. You're not taking away their choices. You're just simply saying, if this happens, this is what I'm going to do. This is what the result is going to be. Your consequences that are appropriate happen as soon as possible. ASAP. You should be able to associate the reaction and the action. They should communicate respect. Consequences should communicate respect, not you're a stupid idiot, demeaning, humiliating, rude. Okay. Consequences that are appropriate should change over time. If fences are violated, then severity may increase. If they're respected, then the consequences may decrease. This is the last one we got to last time. Happened with warning. Establish the fence. Evaluate whether it's being respected. Give notice of consequence. And then be patient to see if the other person is trying to comply. If they're not, then proceed. A fence always deals with someone else. With yourself, not someone else. A fence is always dealing with you. This is where I stop and you start. A fence deals with yourself, not the other person. You're not demanding that the other person do something with a consequence. You're not demanding that. You're not even demanding that they respect your fences. You're just saying, this is me right here. Fences are not a way to control the other person. Please get that. All of this is not a way to control the other person. It's not a way to change the other person. It's all about me. Wow. But it's all about who I am, where I say yes and where I say no. It's all about giving up control of what doesn't belong to you and loving through that. And so this happens with warning. You're not trying to trap the other person to bring a consequence on them. To say, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this, and aha, you didn't do it, bam! Okay? Because it's not a weapon. The goal is love. The goal is restoration, that the relationship gets better. And you're having an issue here because their fences are being violated, and so it's inhibiting the love that should be flowing, the relationship that should be between the two of you. And so you're simply saying, okay, these consequences have to happen because, you know, this is where I stop. So happen with warning. And the next one, consequences that are appropriate, happen with warning. Emphasis on the word happen. Offense without consequence is nagging. And what do we say? Don't nag. Okay, so they have to happen. If appropriate time has gone by and nothing, you know, is, then they have to happen. Now, we started this with some do's, so I'm going to give you two more don'ts and some very important do's. So don't be surprised by escalation. We all do this. We all do this. When we don't like a fence, we escalate what we're already doing. That's what we do. Okay, the door's locked. We rattle, we knock, we beat. We try to pick the lock. We try to get through. Okay. And then we realize it unlocks from the inside. We escalate. So don't be surprised when you establish the fence and the behavior that we didn't like gets worse. We go, oh, maybe I should, maybe that was a little, you know, and we get all hyper about that. And well, don't be surprised by that. Of course it's going to get worse. They're rattling at the fence. They're rattling at the door. So, you know, we try to get over it, around it, under it, through it. Don't be surprised by increased anger. Don't be surprised if it goes to hatred. Don't be surprised by that. They hate me now. No, they hate the fence. They hate the limit there. But there's hatred, being despised, being ignored. Look, God takes a lot of flack for the fences that he has. God has he has boundaries, and he takes flack for that. Where we go, God, I can't believe you're this way. And God says, you know, these are here because I love you, because I want a relationship with you. And they are. And he knows if we come to respecting the fences that he has, our relationship with him is going to be so much better. And he's not afraid to be hated for that.
Don't you think that boundaries coming out of the blue, maybe after things have been just kind of status quo, you know, not figuring this out for all this time, and all of a sudden the fence goes up, it even creates more resistance on the escalation side? It's like, the partner that has a problem thinks, well, where did this come from?
The partner that has the problem. Yeah, we both have problems. Yeah. And we said that at one point. You've trained, if you've never addressed this fence, then you've trained that person for how long that you've been in the relationship that fence isn't there. And suddenly you say it is, and it's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
And you have to take responsibility for that.
Yeah.
For it not being
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say, yeah, I have not addressed this, and that is completely me that this has been open this long, and, you know, I'm sorry.
Well, that's like a dog. Can I?
You just did, yeah.
Okay. We had an electric fence.
Even better.
Because the guys would want to go across the street and visit the girls. So they'd bust through the fence, and we put up an electric fence. Well, we left it on for a month. And, of course, they wouldn't touch it, wouldn't get close to it. And then we turned it off. They still wouldn't get close to it. So they knew it was there, but they didn't know it was on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you cut across the corner of your neighbor's property every day for 30 years and suddenly they put up a fence and you have to go around, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Same thing. So Don't be surprised by escalation, and don't be surprised by doubt. Don't be surprised when things escalate. Don't be surprised when you suddenly start questioning and saying, am I doing the right thing here? Is this a wise fence? Is this a good fence? Doubt is going to be your constant companion for some of you. Some of you are not wired that way, and you never doubt anything you do. You should. You'll question yourself a lot, okay? The point here is answer the questions. Don't avoid the questions. I've established this here where I say this is me and this is not me, and I'm going to say no here, and now I'm doubting, answer the question, should you say no here? Yeah, maybe you should. And that's where having that connections around you where you can go, am I being right here? And you say, yeah, I'm, that's a good fence. Well, I still doubt it. Okay, that's okay. You can doubt it, but you got to keep pressing on. Answer the question, keep going. Real quick review. Name the things we can use as a fence. Wow, these are not in on my thing. So we'll have to do this verbally. Can you name the things we use as a fence? I'm going to give you a real quick, see how many you can fill in.
Sure.
Name the things we can use as a fence. I'll give you the first one, skin. The things that we've talked about these. This is just a review. You put them down, see how many you can fill in. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to give you like a minute. It's a test. See how well you've done. Okay. I tried it. I didn't do so well. Things we can use as a fence. Skin. Words. Truth. Geographical distance, geographical distance. These are all things we can use as a fence. We use truth as a fence, geographical distance, time is a fence. Another kind of distance starts with an E, emotional distance. Other people. And offense we've just been talking about.
Consequences.
All those things you can use as offense. Name things that are within our offenses.
Feelings, attitudes, love.
You're letting everybody cheat off of you,
Sorry.
Feelings, attitudes and beliefs. Attitudes and beliefs. Behaviors.
Hang on.
I'll go back through them. Choices. You getting any of these? Values. Limits. These are all things that are within our fences. They belong to you. Talents. Thoughts. Desires, love. Things that are within our fences. Feelings, attitudes and beliefs, behaviors, choices, values, limits, talents, thoughts, desires, love. I'll be happy to fill out the rest of those for you if you need to stay after class to get those after class. Let me give you one final do. When you're dealing with a fence-resistant person, or you're dealing with a fence-loving spouse. When you're dealing with a fence-resistant spouse especially, you need to remember these do's. Do you take this woman to be your wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Do you promise to love her, cherish her, comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness and in health, in good times and bad times, forsaking all others, and keeping only unto her for as long as you both shall live. Do you take this man to be your husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Do you promise to love him, cherish him, comfort him, honor him, and keep him in sickness and health, in good times and bad times, forsaking all others and keeping only unto him for as long as you both shall live? Those are the do's to remember at all times.